You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered. Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome, Sacred Souls. Welcome to another show of Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here, bringing your amazing vibrations to the show. We have a wonderful show planned for you today. We are going to be doing a lot of Q&A. Many of you have already put your questions in the question box. If you'd like to ask a question, star 2 to raise your hand. So there's going to be a wonderful opportunity to ask questions and get some guidance today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Kelly Hampton is a second wave Pleiadian here to anchor the Christ grid to Earth. She's an international teacher and healer, advanced channel, and gifted medium. She's also the author of 3 renowned books from Archangel Michael: Into the White Light, The Revelations of Archangel Michael, 2012 and Beyond, and The Truth from Archangel Michael, and then her latest, Healing Wisdom for the Animal Kingdom. She's the founder of multiple 5th dimensional to 12th dimensional groundbreaking healing systems since 2010, including Star Healing Intergalactic Energy, Star Healing Equine, and Star Healing for Small Animals. Kelly is the founder of Ascended Spaces for Creating Abundance and Dominion, the Angels' new astrology system for the new millennium. She certifies practitioners worldwide in these ascension systems and leads 5th dimensional retreats to power spots around the world, including upcoming retreats to Glastonbury, Mount Shasta, and Assisi. She has appeared alongside many of the world's most recognized teachers and has a new line of powerful healing accessories called Star Code Creations. So welcome, Kelly, to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you so very much, Ian, for having me.
Can't wait to get into this conversation with you today. I know that you are going to be bringing Archangel Michael, and I know many people in the community are looking forward to hearing what Michael has to say. But you're also going to be talking about creating miracles, and really also going to be talking about stargates and star codes. So all of these things could help people in their everyday lives. So I know that a lot of people on the call are excited to get to speak with you if they have the chance, or certainly at least to hear about what you have to say for the remainder of 2009 and beyond. So let me just remind everyone, if you're on the phone, star 2 to raise your hand to have the opportunity to ask Kelly a question, and Kelly and, of course, Archangel Michael. Or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the webinar box. And then also at the end of the call, Kelly's going to take everyone through a connecting stargates process, where there'll be a process from the intergalactic energy system. So you can ask Kelly pretty much anything that is coming through. Some guidance to give you maybe would be to have you ask what code is most benefiting for you now. So what is the most appropriate code for you in your lifetime? But don't be restricted by that. Whatever you feel is coming through, you can ask that. Okay. Well, Kelly, welcome again. It's wonderful to have you on the show. I wanted to get started by having you maybe describe some of your experiences as a Pleiadian. There are many people on the show, of course, who know you, who've heard you, maybe even follow you, but there's also people who've never heard you before. So if you could just tell us a little bit about your experiences as a Pleiadian and how you came to discover that you had, you know, the gifts that you have.
Well, thank you very much. I am really quite happy to talk about these things, of course. What are these things? You know, everything that we're going to be speaking about. So a lot of information can continue to stream into mainstream, you know, or become mainstream. And some of your guests might be, or listeners might be wondering, well, why doesn't she identify herself as a mother or a daughter or this, that, or the other, or a kind person? And of course, those are all aspects that, you know, we can sort of label or identify ourselves with in life, whatever they may be. But there was a long period in my life where I didn't feel comfortable really saying and sharing what I do now professionally and have done for the last 30 years. And maybe, you know, the bigger message for everyone is that, you know, there's a part of them that they've been kept, you know, quieted down or something. And so I think just saying certain words carry a vibration. So Palladian, Arcturian, Sirian, of course, obviously love and these kinds of things. But largely in the last, I'd say, probably about 25 to 30 years, you know, I have been gained awareness about where my star home is. And this awareness was gained through a variety of teachings throughout my life. I guess my earliest experience that I can recall was, you know, as a young child in, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, something like this, being visited by an energy, you know, that I called the monster. In hindsight, it's kind of funny, but at the time, you know, I guess like a lot of kids, you know, you have nightmarish sort of things, but they were not of the nightmarish type. It's just that I know many, many nights I would go in and tell my mother that they were back, not really knowing who they were. And since that time, as things were revealed, you know, my understanding is that I would say it was my Palladian family. So I know your audience is very educated, and but I, you know, the Palladians are just one light race that are just showing up and been showing up amongst dozens and dozens now that are here to help Mother Earth and all of us on our planet, you know, return her and us to the domain of I am all that is, or oneness, awakening, ascension, all these ideas of fifth dimensional pure love plane. And maybe if we get a chance, we'll talk about why, how this came to be. But as far as my personal experiences, quite early on, if those of you that are new to me, also was a witness to having Christ's face appear in a glass of water one day. I remember quite vividly as a child. And so I suppose some other things went on that I don't really recall. And then soon thereafter, I was able to connect with my mother pretty easily telepathically after she transitioned. So now we're about age 20. I'll speed it along if we need to. But I never asked really for anything. I didn't ask, you know, to have information for books. I didn't ask to learn how to connect. I wasn't taught anything. I would just say that it was given at the appropriate time, and my mother miscarried several times. I vibrated very high, and there are other indicative things that have been shared in a loving manner over the years about the origin. And, you know, I'm really pleased, quite pleased, that in the 10 years since the intergalactic system amongst one of the ascension systems was downloaded to me, that programs like yours and people continue to awaken, you know, that what we're talking about now is not so foreign. I mean, that's what I see and experience, you know, as we're out and about, and thankfully so, that some veils of untruth are coming off of us and planet Earth and so on. So it's a very joyous time for me, and I hope many of your listeners, to be living. And even though, of course, we're all aware that there are certain, you know, things that still need work. And but as Michael and many of the masters try to remind us anyway, that, you know, it is the most auspicious time, and we all chose to incarnate at this time to experience and be a part of it, however that part may be determined. So the telepathy was there, you know, as I say, from my mother, and then things, guides showed up, Christ appeared many times and led me through journeys of so on and so forth. I primarily, if you're unfamiliar with my work, I'm a clairaudient. I hear guidance. I get impressions sometimes, but I certainly am not clairvoyant. But that clear hearing, which I feel has been fine-tuned over the years, partly through some experiences energetically that were shared upon me, or, you know, opened up. We all have, you know, these aspects or ourselves to sort of be and do the same. It may not be a person's mission on Earth to anchor the ascension grid, but nevertheless, we all, of course, have the capability to know all, see all, be all, and that's, you know, part of what I hope I can awaken within people if they're not searching or if some densities have clouded them or, you know, they might be listening and no one else in their life understands what we're talking about, you know, which can still go on. And share this information in a loving way, a confident way, really a supreme way. You know, and it's not really a time any longer, I feel, that we hide behind something. And I would say in some respects, 10 years ago in the middle of the Midwest, I did my, and even prior to 10 years, going back 20 years, you know, I hid, you know, information because, you know, I didn't know what to do with it. I wasn't confident. I didn't feel that many of my peers or neighbors or community collectively, whatever, would be accepting. And so I say I hope that all of us here today and moving forward continue to embrace so much goodness, and so much of goodness is needed at this time still for our planet, so that we can just be the beautiful, loving planet with no racism, no war, no starvation, things like this that are desperately needed. And at this time, there are so many thousands. In fact, we could ask Michael, or today we could call in the Palladian Council, the Galactic Council, and ask them. But if it's, you know, curious or interesting to people, but there are hundreds of thousands of light workers that are here that are doing something in their own way. And it's so vitally important now. It's really an important time to think that the time has passed. Certainly it's not. As Michael's made it quite clear in some of his prophecies or predictions for this year particularly, it's time to wake up, you know, he said, in a pretty commanding voice. You know, he, if I can refer back to Michael's guidance here, what he said at that time also was, it's wake up, America. It's not time to place all the power in the angelic realm to fix things. It's not time to have your neighbor, ask your neighbor, expect your neighbor to do something. You know, he's very much a champion of these things, but the champion really is that to take our own responsibility. And really, when we talk about stars and stargates and star codes and healing of all type, you know, it all really goes back to love is what it is. So in the very simplest form, aside from what we're going to be sharing here today, one would say, if a person is wondering, you know, what can they be doing, you just give love, and you give it over and over and over and over again. It may be sounds trite. Sometimes it's difficult to do because judgment comes in, can come in. And maybe we'll touch upon judgment codes and those kinds of things in our call also. But my history is, you know, pretty much summarized in that manner, I guess I would say. What they ask me to do next, and how it's done next, I don't know. I just go with the flow.
Well, thanks for sharing that. You know, it's interesting around what Michael said around waking up, because I didn't announce this at the beginning of the call, but usually I do. The theme for this particular season for Wisdom of the Ancients is the sacred human answering the call, right? So that's really, really in alignment with what Michael's saying. So, you know, we're all brought together here. So, you know, based on the energies that are coming together and what needs to be done. You know, before we talk about the codes and some of the other things, maybe we'll talk about some of the predictions that Michael has. But share with everyone, maybe briefly, though, your coming together with Michael and the work that you and Michael do. So when did you I guess, meet Michael and become aware that you were a channel for Archangel Michael?
Well, it may surprise some people or not, but I didn't really see Michael until maybe about 5 years ago. And this, as I said, is about going on a 30-year journey now of professionally working to help others, you know, stepping into my shoes and coming out from the corner. And first Raphael came. Let me just back up real quickly. Once the doorway was open to my mother, my beloved mother, and I knew that life was eternal and I could make that connection, then I did a little seeking in my late 20s and early 30s. And through some of these, I had a few regression sessions. And in those regressions, Christ appeared amongst others. And the first time something so loving happened and so reverently, and same is true for the angels, although Michael tends to be playful, and the feeling, however, whoever you want to call it, if it's God, if it is an ascended master, whatever that, you know, that vibrational feeling that's really hard to describe, of overwhelming unconditional love, which most people, I guess, or many people think that they need to wait until they make a transition off the earth plane to experience. But those types of experiences that still continue, and those feelings of vibration, really are the fuel for the mission. And so Christ came really very integrally early. Then Raphael came. He was in my, I heard. They told me these. I started, you know, hearing. And then sometime after that, 3 nights in a row, as I write about in the first book Michael downloaded to me, is, you know, the vibration of Michael came and awakened me in the middle of the night. And so it was a big bright light, hence the name of that first book so many years ago. And, you know, I was in disbelief, really. So it took 3 nights of awakening for me to agree when Michael said we're going to write a book together. So by then I'd had some background of understanding and feeling and knowing different frequencies of master guides, I guess we could say. And so that was really the first kind of, you know, big, strong, I guess I'd say, introduction of work to be done. And that work really literally resulted in the first book, which Michael talks about largely what goes on in the kingdom of heaven. So I think, like many people, or any skill set, if we're talking as a skill set, in retrospection, they gave me a little bit at a time to process and understand. They gave me a little bit more to process and understand, and, of course, continuing to do it to today. So once those books were done and Michael coaxed me to kind of come out of my corner, and, then he just kept downloading information. And with some fine-tuning on the channeling rods ethereally that were placed and some other adjustments, I guess, I'd say. More ability showed up, although I don't really like ability. Let's just say there were, you know, Michael is one of many guides, Mother Earth, fairies, rocks, trees, you know. To me, I'm very similar to a television antenna, and it's what channel do you want to listen. But primarily Michael is, you know, a very strong guide, aligning himself with the intergalactics to help us in this time of what we call the Great Awakening. But of course, it's when we refer to Christ consciousness, we're talking about no attachment to any religion. Of course, it's a frequency of love. So as a child, that's how I refer to Christ. And of course, there's many, we all have our, I guess, many names that we have to label things, but Sananda, Yeshua, many others. Some believe that master didn't even have a name. But in any event, a lot of times these different guides, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Mother Earth, again, Michael was the one that fine-tuned these abilities, I believe, within me to be largely a clairaudient channel. And so that's kind of it. I didn't really see Michael until one time, not too long ago, I had like a tooth infection or something. But beside the point, it was in a lot of pain. I didn't really call on him, but he soared through. If anyone has, again, I'm not clairvoyant, so it's, you know, it's a bit different for me. But he, in this particular case, he soared through the vision. Everything was white, and the clouds parted. And he had tall white boots on, and he had a commanding sword. And it was just a commanding, loving sort of soaring through my vision, he healing down upon me. And so many remarkable experiences that I never would have thought, had you asked me what, you know, even 20 years ago, what I'd be doing and how I'd be doing it, I'd say, I don't have recollection. I don't believe I know what you're talking about, especially as a young woman that lost her mother at a very early age, and there was a very dark period in my life. So the purpose of sharing that briefly with everyone, I guess, if there is a purpose, is that if you happen to be listening, and if you're in a dark place, whatever that dark place is, miracles happen. What is my, you know, it's a miracle, really. Everything can be seen as a miracle. And Michael tells us many times, expect miracles in this life. They were granted to us the day we were born. So, of course, there are influences that kind of can sort of weigh upon us, I guess we could say, for simplicity, and certainly many, many methods to lighten that pressure so that we all are in our, you know, supreme, so that feeling of unconditional love of, well, maybe it's a family member you've received. Maybe it is a Christ figure. But that it becomes part of our regular life, and we expect these things. We live these things. We are these things.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Anything is possible and everything is possible. Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to talk a little bit now about the star codes. So, because we want to get to readings in just a little while, but I also want to speak about, have you tell us about the star codes, what they are, and how they can help people. So, were you given the star codes by Pleiadians or by Michael? Firstly, where did you get or find out about the star codes?
Well, I found a piece of paper lying on the street.
Yeah.
Michael is usually the go-to guy, you know.
Okay.
So sometimes, if like probably many some other individuals, I don't always ask the source. I just trust now, you know.
Mm.
But in any event, the codes he clearly introduced to me some time ago when they're really called, or could be called, harmonics. Okay, that might be a word. Just saying that word is another example of a word that raises our frequency. So if nothing else, maybe y'all can go about, you know, talking about harmonics. But that's what Michael gently reminds us about. So harmonics and harmonic star codes were first introduced to me really a long time ago. When what are star codes or harmonic codes or harmonic star codes? They're a form of light language, is what they are, and we certainly use light language in every intergalactic session, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But more recent time, Michael shared these codes with me because it's a way that he feels every man, woman, and child from every culture, every function in life can use them for healing, or I would say expansion, to be clear. And they can be numbers, they can be colors, they can be a combination of numbers and colors. You know, light language, there are many more light races that continue to transmit their languages to us, but not everybody hears them and or speaks them. And, you know, it can be a little complex if you, I mean, so, again, Michael is a very practical guide. I think the conceptual things we're talking about have to do with, you know, harmonics, a combination of spirals of time, spirals, you might say, through matrices. The complexities of what Michael and the Palladians, the Galactic Council, which happen to be light beings from the ninth to 12th dimensions, they're all sort of collaborating and working together, can be very, you know, kind of deep, I'd say. But generally, Michael simplifies things. He likes it that way. And he, you know, that's, I think, a great wonder of working with him, because then everyone feels, I hope, that they can be part of something, or they can imagine something, right? We can all imagine. So if some of you are listening and you don't have the channels open of all knowing, all hearing, all seeing, all being, whatever we're called, sentience, all of those things, then we might imagine some things. So again, the codes have existed in various forms through the work that he's asked me to do. They were introduced in Ascended Spaces, which is a system for creating abundance for Michael, using a home-based system in which there are harmonic codes to increase joy, to increase financial prosperity. So in that case, those harmonic codes or clusters were arrangements, and still are, arrangements of objects that vibrate on a certain frequency. Harmonic codes were reintroduced to me, or extended teaching also in Michael's Book of Animals, where he asked people to become the alchemists that we are and learn, work with them, really just learn the codes and work with them, in that particular case, of course, with the animals and for the animal planet. So more recently, these star codes, as I say, are a collection of what I would call pretty simple numbers, colors, and their vibrations that can help many physical conditions, many emotional conditions. They can help a person connect with places like the great central sun, or frequencies like, I guess maybe I could say. And so more training or teaching on my part was given with the harmonic star codes about 5 years ago or so in Mount Shasta, when I was doing work there, when Michael asked me to download some code information. And he said it's time. And so at that time there were codes which were still valid. Nothing's not valid or not, nothing's outdated, codes to connect with Jupiter, for example. And why could that be important? Because Jupiter is very important in our evolution at this time. At that time, there were codes to connect using these harmonic sequences to connect directly with God Mind. There were codes that he downloaded to connect with the great central sun, Nebulon. I think there were four or five at that time. So that was kind of all clustered in there, you know, and so, yeah. I don't know, I'd say maybe a few years ago then, he asked that the codes be, you know, presented so that people can work with them on their own.
So, Kelly, sorry to interject there, but how do we work with the codes?
Oh, okay. I'm happy. I do need to explain this, and I'm happy to do so. It would be really simple, Ian and listeners, if there was one way.
Right? Yeah, okay.
All right. They're not. It's not complicated, and I'll go over that because there isn't one way. It kind of how do you work with them? It depends on a few things. It depends really on how much you see and feel energy, because they're vibrational statements. So some of Michael's guidance is as follows. They can be used in a variety of ways, okay? And some of the ways, as I did in Mount Shasta, are to write them down, or you could use, you know, how we'll use them, present them today. You can write them down, okay? That's what I did. You can write them down on paper. You can write them in your etheric fields, in your mind, or with your finger if you wanted, your energy bodies, if you call it that. The codes will stay there, even if you, Michael's quite clear, he says, you may not even be believing what this is about. You may not even see it. You may not even feel these things, but they're a powerful, simple way to step into your birthright to heal. So they can be used in that way. They can be written down in your energy fields. Well, they've transitioned themselves now also into objects that we've turned into accessories, okay, but it's not a have to, it's just an extension, so that the code itself is worn on a person, but you don't have to wear the code on you all the time, and you don't have to wear it at all. Just trying to describe another way that the codes have been sort of growing. So that's primarily, you know, the means. What Michael asks us, so the codes are safe to use. Okay, they're a form of light language from different star races that can have tremendous healing capability. In fact, in some cases, maybe one code is enough for a person or a place or an animal or the oceans of India or what have you. In other cases, as he tells us, depending, a person or an animal, place, let's just go with a person, might need or benefit from several codes, okay? Because usually there's any, if we're talking about trying to move a, you know, or heal, let's say, a physical a component to ourselves, almost always there's an emotional component. So sometimes an emotional, more than one code might be necessary, and he does outline, and I'll go over that with folks, about, you know, not to use codes and codes and codes and codes like we're gorging ourselves at a meal, you know. So I'll go over a little bit more in just a second. But certainly, you know, because I asked Michael, okay, I'm happy to present this material, Michael, but what about all the thousands of people around the world that have been, and the practitioners that have been trained in star healing intergalactic energy? You know, I wanted to make certain I wasn't outdating, you know, why would you tell me all this, please, if now it's something that replaces it, you know? And so I asked, and he said, I don't see this as a replacement, these codes whatsoever. I see them as a useful tool for people to step into their alchemy, the alchemists that they are, and in some cases a code or multiple codes will be enough, and in the densest of situations a person would be advised or encouraged to consider a full immersion in what we call many different transformational sort of tools in the system itself, the intergalactic system, which Michael downloaded to me in 2010. So that's a little bit about sort of how they fit into things, and that's been my experience so far. What do I mean there exactly? That of the individuals that have used the codes, whether they've, you know, written them down, placed the code by their bedside table, written it in their energy field or the codes, whether they've been drawn and led to using some of the accessories that we've developed, you know, in some cases, it's complete enough for them. In other cases, it's helpful. In other cases, you know, it may not be quite enough, depending on the severity or, let's say, densities of what's going on in their lives and what they wish to accomplish. So just to talk about that a little bit more, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of codes. And so as we talk about this a little bit, and later on when we get into the package, there are a lot of codes that are in there that are in the package. You can, if you've got the, when we look at that, depression, diabetes, many codes for viruses, codes to help offset EMFs, all of the toxic, you know, things that are coming out from the devices and the 5G, I don't know what to call it really, just the 5G.
Yeah.
And as well as to help create prosperity, to help ease of manifesting, to help longevity, to help deeper states of relaxation quicker for more joy, more love. They're vibratory, short codes at this level that every man and every man, woman, and child can use. And again, the another point I would like to say about them, and also, of course, they can be used for connecting to interstellar galaxies. Michael tells us to give them some time to integrate. Sometimes I've heard from individuals that tell me almost immediately they noticed a change, a shift, improvement, what have you. You don't have to feel a thing, just like in anything really that the angels and the masters and other guides, you know, ask to be presented. You don't have to feel it. And in fact, it may take a little act of faith or something. But you don't have to feel or see anything. Again, they're numbers and codes. For example, a code, and I don't memorize them all, right? I have to refer to them myself. But, for example, a star code might be pink, pink, L, L, 1, 9. Okay, it's vibrating. It's a number of, it's a combination, as we said earlier, can be of colors,
yeah,
numbers, and so on. Sometimes they're not all in that sequence.
So we can write it down, or we can actually speak it out. And if that one is, for example, you know, to connect with interstellar galaxies, hypothetically, then once, if we write it down, is there a particular place where we want to place that?
Okay, well, fair, excellent question. Because we want to make this information clear for everybody, and usable, you know, so that nobody feels like they aren't using it correctly. And that's, I think, another, or incorrectly, because you can't really use them incorrectly, okay, to my way of knowing. Sometimes people feel the code way outside of their field. For example, if they, because I've heard from them, they might use a star code that they've written down, let's say, by their bedside table and they're in a large residence, and they feel it when they're far, far away. But practically speaking, for most people, I would say, if they were to write it down and they like the idea of on paper, then probably, you know, where you're going to be, you know, quite a bit. I also like the idea of writing the code with your finger in front of your light body. Okay? So that we want to present this information so someone doesn't think, oh, I've got to have the code right under my pillow to work. Okay? So you don't. I've heard of that before, but you don't. I would say this. If you are moved to, you know, use of these codes, and you write it down on a piece of paper, and it's in your purse, and you're not around your purse, and your purse has all kinds of dense objects in there. Could be money's dense, right? It doesn't
right.
mean that these codes are not going to be effective, but I would tend to think that that would probably not be the ideal way. Although, for example, we have a star code accessory that goes in your cell phone to stop those rays, those, you know, EMFs, or diminish them, okay, if not stop. I like, you know, in that case. But most people are very connected to those things. So, again, you don't, the use of the codes, I'd like to go over them some particular information about them right now, because they're charged not only because they, Michael reminds us that everything's highly charged. They're charged not only because he said they came from, or, you know, I'm providing you that information. They're charged not only because we're listening to them as a collective here. They're charged by the numbers and the sequence themselves. They're charged by many different things. So you may feel something. So he says, be moderate, okay? He says, it may seem too simple that a few numbers and codes kind of linked together are going to have any effect for you. So certainly, he says, you may be thinking more codes the better. So let's just talk about this for a minute if we can, Ian. So let's say someone has multiple things in their life that they'd like to expand. Greater financial prosperity. Maybe they have some emotional and physical diseases, temporarily speaking, or something like that. So certainly there are multiple codes for many things, as I said earlier, but you don't have to. The guidance is to kind of use them moderately because you may feel releases. It's energy and highly charged energies. So Michael suggests that for some of you, that's why there's not one model that can serve everyone, because there's a spectrum of people. But he says, say the code if you want once a day. The point is, don't use multiple codes in a day. Not that anything can harm you, but he says we'd rather make sure that there's an integration with your energy fields than to sort of like gorge ourselves all at once and be really emotional because you didn't feel using them at the time. You know, so my guidance is, if you're listening and you're hopeful to, you know, have some positive change, and you have several things going on, I would not say in your mind and write with your finger in your energy field or write on a piece of paper 10 codes. Not at first. It might be too much for you. He says if that person is used to working with energies, right, then maybe a couple codes at a time. Right. Again, it's not that anything can harm us, but a person might have energy releases. And if some of you don't know what that can appear like, most commonly the signs of toxic releases can be that you're temporarily tired, that you become more emotional, that something in the body can temporarily worsen as it gets, you know, releases and restores itself. So, you know, his guidance is be moderate. It's like the same analogy as like, if you haven't run a marathon and, you know, I'm going to get in shape, you know, it's not advisable to like work out, you know, three hours at a time. So just that would be how to use them would also pertain to the frequency, not just how they might be inscribed or worn. Okay.
Well, thank you. You know, I think that I'd love to take this opportunity now, Kelly, to go to the phones and go to the web and get some questions answered. When you take these questions, then is Michael going to be coming through?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I just...
I like to invoke... You know, I will call him in. It's called an invocation, so I'll invoke who we want, and I'd be happy to invoke him.
It's up to you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go to the phones in just a moment. So *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in there. There's a lot of you on the call today, so we'll get to as many as we can and trust that the Divine is using others to answer our questions as well. But you can ask, if you're not sure what to ask, you can ask what star code is best for you at this time or whatever is coming through. So we're going to go to Park City, Utah, and the first person is in Park City, Utah, and it's 9878, the last four digits of your phone number. You're on live.
Hi, good day to you.
Hi.
This is Terry, and
welcome.
I definitely would like to know the codes that I would best serve me at this time. I also on the lunar eclipse morning, I woke up, stepped down, and broke my wrist after a year of being not able to lift up my arm because I had hurt both of my rotator cuffs. And I am wondering, my human part wants to know what I'm supposed to be doing about this or what is presenting it at this time.
Okay. All right, thank you. What was your first name?
Terry.
Okay. All right, got it. Thank you. So, Michael, what would be the best guidance for her in terms of, best guidance, please? Is there a code you'd like her to consider working with? Yes, and, you know, he's answering yes on that. He'd ask you to consider working with a mother code for mother energy. And so I'll listen for the code for you, okay? What is the code, please? 9999997. He's saying she may not understand what this guidance is immediately, and she may never, ever really, he's saying. But I'm asking her to go about this with some faith and trust, he's saying. So star codes can be effective, but oftentimes they take integration over time. The other thing I think he's telling us or me that it's important to share with everyone is that the human spirit gets restless often, and the restless spirit can often be demanding of healing now, demanding here in the healing now and present. And he's saying even though these pure beams of light will be transmitted by using these numbers and codes, everything should be done in moderation and allow the integration. So he's saying take heed. They carry power and energy and not to be overused. So he's saying, again, a code that you could consider would be what he called for the mother code. So that might be mother, generational mother, or I don't know more about that and for you at this time to move on. But I hope that helps you.
Hmm.
And as far quickly here, because I know we want to keep moving along, as far as injuries and so on and so forth, maybe it's something that you'll be called to consider codes to help healing broken bones and the like, but try not to overthink it too much about why it happened, if that's helpful at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks, Terry. Okay, blessings
to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Denver, Colorado, and it's going to be 1419 are the last four digits of your phone number. So, Denver, Colorado, you're on live.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth.
Uh-huh. Hi there. How can I help you?
I was looking for help with harmony for my home.
Oh, great. Well, great awareness. You know, sometimes it takes awareness, right, before you can institute change. So
yes.
For Michael's Ascended Spaces program, I would ask you to consider getting an arrangement of candles, if you would. And the color and the power, we're still talking about harmonics or star code harmonics. In this case, for the home, presently, they're candles, okay? And the candles emit different frequencies. And so the harmonic star code for more harmony in one's home, again, this is a piece. It may be a piece that's enough. Mm-hmm. It might be a piece that is helpful, but more pieces are needed. So, again, unless we went deeper, I wouldn't really kind of know that. But you could ascertain that if you notice and see change. So the arrangement, I'd like to ask Michael of the arrangement of the harmonic candles for more harmony in your home, okay? I know what it was when he presented that ascension system, which is also Palladian-based, by some of the concepts in it. But he may have updated it, so and it may be particular for your home. So, Michael, what would that be, please? What would the candle arrangement be, please be? Okay, he said, I would like to elevate and upgrade that. So he's saying 2x2, and what would that be, please? Okay, 2 white candles standing side by side and separate them, kind of like Noah's Ark, 2x2. But if you would, consider 2 long, tall, tapered candles. You don't ever have to light them. Leave a space if you set them out on your counter or desktop or Quizenda or whatever. What would the next 2 be, please? 2 purple or violet purple, anything in that range. Okay, that's an example of a harmonic code that will vibrate on the frequency of greater harmony. Okay, and you can
determine. So it doesn't
determine,
necessarily have to be a number.
Not for the home. Not in this case. No, the home
is kind of a bit different.
That system's been around
quite
a while and still very relevant. But all of these kind of systems or modalities he's given me, or when we work with harmonics and we're on these retreats, and everything's kind of interwoven, you know, like a tapestry. They're not really separate from one another. Again, it's all about becoming more multidimensional selves. That's what we are. And one way to kind of step into that arena is by working with the light races and the light languages that are kind of flooding into our lives now. So, yeah, I would definitely try that.
Great.
Thank you so much. Let me, one quick thing. The power doesn't come from ever lighting the candles. Again, if everybody's kind of getting an idea about what we're talking about, the power, the energetic transformational power, comes from the arrangement and the order, particularly when we're talking about things for the home, okay? So when you walk
so
by
you
that
put,
frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well,
so
you
I was
would
just
put
gonna
the
share.
Two.
Go ahead. The other thing about Palladians, or I don't know, all of us, or, you know, maybe Acturians and Syrians, but, you know, we came here early. We were born prematurely, so we have a hard time waiting. So I'll wait. I'll hush up and wait for your questions.
Go ahead. Well, with the arrangement, so I hear you say 2x2, but you putting them in the same area then, the 2 white and the 2 purple.
Yes, when I said leave a space, like of a couple inches, they'd be a grouping.
Okay.
Not too far apart, because you want them to function, you know, like a group. And I was just going to finish up by saying that you can light them if you like, because that's what candles are for. And if you do that, Michael suggests that we remember the light within ourselves. But again, if we're talking about transformational power in a multidimensional way, again, the power comes in this sense of the colors and the arrangement. If you notice, there's still 2 and 2. There's a number in there. It's just not presented in the same way, you know, in the home.
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
wow.
So
thank
give
you.
That
you
a
so
try.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
My pleasure.
Okay.
And one more thing, I'm sorry. You would be well advised to place that harmonic arrangement, is how the archangel refers to them, or this, in the area where there's greatest disharmony. Right? Makes sense.
Mm.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you can identify where that is, if people are quarreling or the kid's not getting homework done or what have you, you know your space best, you know, just... That's where it would go, where the energy is needed most.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And if you have a large home, then one might consider 2 of them. Depends how great the disharmony happens to be there. But for all intents and purposes, you know, I just start with the 1.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Let's go to Hoodland, Oregon. Hoodland, 2 words, Oregon, 3203 are the last 4 digits, and you're live.
Hello.
Hi, we hear you. You there?
Oh, there's something behind it. No.
Hoodland, Oregon, are you there? We're going to have to say goodbye if you're not there.
Fuck.
Hello. Okay, we're going to have to move on. We're going to move on to Port Charlotte, Florida, 2474. 2474, and you're live.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you, Ian. And Kelly, I have your animal jewelry, and I really, it's just like I'm definitely higher frequency with it, and the book, all I have to do is turn it on. I have the audiobook, and already I'm like buzzing and vibrating. And so I have a question regarding what might be underneath weight, like an obsessive compulsive thought about weight, particularly like abdominal weight.
And you're speaking for yourself?
Well, I am. However, if there's something, it's almost like it seems to be like my consciousness, consciously, I'm like, that's just, there's something there. What, like, is it a soul level type of thing? What could be underneath all that?
Okay, thank you. What I heard right there was fear of discovery.
Okay.
So just to, you know, help you, if that is a Michael's an aspect of what's going on right here, generally speaking, what the star system tends to do, that the star codes sort of don't do in the same way, is remove a lot of fear patterns that are stored in the light bodies for many and all lifetimes. So, I think what I would ask you to consider is, I think I'll draw in this golden halo now over the top of your head, and invite you to, When and if you feel anxious, and that includes fear and worry, you know, it's considered a sacred symbol from the intergalactic energy system. It's one of many that are given and so on. But it's vibrating gold of the pure love Christ consciousness. And so it's over your light body now. It'll be there all the days of your life. It's spinning, Michael's saying. Just FYI, if you want to imagine that it's spinning, if you're not feeling that it's spinning. But he's saying it will slow down, and the way that you might want to choose to help yourself is this fear thing that he said real briefly, if there's a component to that that goes on in your life, when it does, think of something that's a happy memory or a happy thought, and imagine yourself with your hands on this slowing down golden sacred form that's above your head, and link those two things together energetically for 5 or 10, 15 healing seconds and see if that doesn't help you.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. All right, beautiful. All right, let's go to the web. And so obviously there's no interaction here, so we're just going to have to go through some of these. Let's go to Daisy in Fountain Valley. May I have a life code for music, writing, singing, and music playing in general?
She's asking for a code to help facilitate playing music. Was that it?
Yeah, for playing music and writing music.
Oh, very interesting question. Michael, what do you say about this? Okay, he's saying, without getting overly complex with everyone thinking that they might benefit from 400 codes, he's kind of laughing. Let's say I think the appropriate matter would be a code to continue to open and deepen our heart center to the galactic center, he's saying. So it would be a heart code that I would be giving you, not a music code, but I hope you understand my reasoning here. And the code he'd like to present actually is going to be kind of some symbols, and the symbols are crescent moon, horizontal line, if left to right, imagine these in your mind, or you write them down. So the crescent moon, a horizontal line, the figure eight, and its infinity symbol, another infinity symbol he's saying. Oh, and a dot, he's saying a dot. Okay, so there's, you know, lots of sort of different extensions to what we might call light language as it relates to hieroglyphics type of things. Light language can appear in that manner. So that's the code that Michael's suggesting that you write down. You can also state them verbally, by the way, not you and everyone as we kind of talk about this. So if you state one of these codes outside, also Michael tells us that Mother Earth will carry, particularly if you want to work with some codes to, let's say, help heal animals or the ocean or the planet or Mother Earth, or use codes to do your part in helping ease injustice, violence, etc. Those types of codes would be best served outside. You say them with your voice and let Mother Earth carry them on her winds.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
This is April in Houston, and April in Houston is infinitely exhausted physically and mentally. So is there a code that you can provide her to help her overcome exhaustion and gain some excitement and interest in life again?
Well, yes. I mean, I will listen for one. I think it's just important to restate again that depending on the density of the matter, that means what's going on in a person's life, because I don't want people to get discouraged. Okay, Michael tells us that the codes are helpful. You might need multiple codes, dear, and you might benefit from multiple codes in a star healing and elevating your home and, you know, personal guidance from Michael. We don't know these things yet. So, but in the context of our, you know, call here today, I'd like to listen for a code that might be helpful to you, and I hope that it is. So, Michael, how can you guide her, please? Well, okay, you might find that, you know, a joy code, you know, for more joy is something that you want to say, jot down, you know, set your intention to. If I didn't say that earlier, you know, we're intentionally coming to this work. So if you're, you know, if you're going to use the codes, set the intention, do a bit of an invocation if you wanted. Even if you're centering yourself and asking for healing for the codes, I'm asking for healing for my highest and best interest, that these codes are helpful and highly charged and will be integrating with me, or anything like that, or nothing quite near as long as that. But, you know, be present when you're using them, I guess is what I'd say right there. And so the code for joy would be 11111. Okay, so again, you could write them down. You could say it with your words verbally in your home. You could write it with your finger. You know, imagine you're, you know, outside of your physical body. Of course, we have energy bodies. So it will stay in one's energy body, okay? Sometimes, Michael says, when a person is accustomed to working with codes, and we'll go into that in the sales page, he says you can repeat a code, I mean verbally, a couple times a day, but it's, these codes are not to be perceived as complex, like something you have to do. He says you don't chant them over and over again, or, you know, say them over and over again. That sort of it defeats the purpose, right? It's, in a way, right? It's too cumbersome. They're more powerful than that. But he said some, particularly if we're talking about 5G codes and, you know, big things, a big vibrational, maybe out of pure light kind of frequencies. In that case, he's pretty clear about restating those codes several times a day. But for the most part, you know, kind of set it and forget it, you know. That's what kind of makes it, can make these useful to a person.
Mm. Well, everyone, you've just received a beautiful gift. We've all just received a beautiful gift. The code for joy, 11111. Wow, so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. So was that April? I forget who that was. Was it April?
Yeah, thank you for your question. Yeah, it helped everybody.
Exactly. Thank you, April from Houston. We're in gratitude. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Well, I really feel that it's probably best right now to go through the offer, because the offer really encompasses everything that you've been speaking about. It encompasses the codes, as well as options to work with you privately for private channeling, as well as energy healing sessions. So, you know, I'd love to go through the offer now. And then when you tell people what they can experience in private session with you, you know, help them understand things like, well, you can get guidance from Michael in the session as well. Well, that's really what's coming through. So let me share with everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then click the orange button underneath Kelly's photograph, and that'll take you to the offer page. And the reason I'm telling you this is that you can follow along visually, and most of you I know do want to do that, because you've written to me and told me. So if you're not on the page, then type in wotashow.com, wotashow.com/Kelly, which is K-E-L-L-Y, and the number 7, wotashow.com/Kelly. So it's quite a long offer, but it's really part of this is the work, and this is what we're talking about. So Kelly, please tell us about the offer that you're bringing to the Wisdom community today.
Well, yes, I'm happy to do so. Thank you, Ian. I've constructed this so that there's several different options or packages, I guess you might say. The first offer includes harmonic healing star codes for physical issues. And you can scroll through here and listen to video testimonials. You can, you know, read the information. You can see all of that. So the codes are sent as PDFs, okay? So there's a lot of them. And again, if you're drawn to using these codes, as we tried to counsel everyone before, and you have multiple things going on, don't just indiscriminately just start using them all, okay? It's not wise. It's unnecessary. You know yourself probably better than anyone else. And so anyway, I guess I've covered that enough for now. So there's star codes for emotional issues. Usually there's the physical conditions. There's almost always an emotional component. So grief, depression, abuse. Many of my clients have suffered abuse, although that's not the full range of individuals that have come to work with me before. Loneliness, there's different codes there. There's star codes for viruses, and viruses, even in the context of the intergalactic system, which has multiple layers to it also, just like these codes, Michael says, that I'm introducing, are kind of simple codes. The codes can get more complex. We tend to also work with light codes when we're on star missions and we're retreating and working on restoring grids and so on, so that they might be stacked on top of one another. And so, of course, everything has infinite capability. So in any event, viruses tend to be stubborn, as Michael says, resistant to change, and what I know from my experience, but there's always exceptions. Even if Michael indicates that, right, there's always exceptions. So there's information if you're suffering from different viruses. The reason kind of they're separated is just for presentation purposes. So you might find that in the package that along with the virus, you'll have a code for maybe there's a depression code. Maybe the virus is causing you to kind of be in that frequency. So in that case, you'd combine them together, but they'd all be there for you. There's also codes that are not so much for healing, but for you can use for greater focus, to help you manifest, to create greater abundance, to help increase telepathy. You know, there are many ways over the years that all the guides and masters have, we've done courses on, you know, how can I increase my knowingness? And you know, all that, there's multiple ways, but in this particular presentation, it's the way of using the star code. So a lot of times, again, they're for expansion, not necessarily that we're trying to fix or heal something. Another item, of course, then, is originally how some of these portals teachings were, is so that we become more familiar with planetary ascension by connecting with God, Creator, Nebula, and Saturn, the great central sun. And Michael tells us, you know, within the PDF, why that can be helpful to a person. May not be what you're even thinking, but that information is kind of in there along with the codes themselves. You know, a question that's in here, is it important to know what star nations the various star codes originate from? And Michael's guidance is, from the standpoint of healing, no. Although some people will find it interesting, and as he, you know, reminds us that these codes are infused with multiple various star nations. Unless I would listen, I wouldn't know that myself. But might be something that interests you, in which case, when we get to the piece with the webinar in this package is created to, you know, go deeper, really, in the codes. If there's a code that's not presented, kind of like we're doing today a little bit, if there's a code that's not presented in the emotional codes, the physical codes, the viruses, et cetera, that's an opportunity for us to gather together and, you know, listen or fine-tune or, you know, anything that we need to do there. So the webinar is also, I believe, in this package. Yeah, that's item 6. So that's what that is, to help us gather, to support our understanding. Also, my understanding is that star codes for children under the age of 18 are slightly different. So if you're listening and, you know, thinking that, you know, you're interested in the package and you have a child or grandson or some, you know, whomever, that you might feel beneficial. Again, it's not that something can harm them, but Michael did say there's a slight difference. And so I honor what Michael said. And we can also, if that happens to be of an interest to anyone, we can go over that in the webinar also. Okay. Harmonic healing star codes for cancer. The codes that are included are the ones listed there. Again, if someone is concerned or experiencing a different type of cancer, again, I would encourage you to try to join the webinar or replay or email in advance so we can bring any additional cancer type that we might need to in our group community there. There are harmonic codes of connect with fairies. There are harmonic codes to connect with angelic realms. There's ways that are more current with the frequencies that are now current than things in the past. And again, it's not as though, how should I say this? Just like the intergalactic system, even though it's been on the planet 10 years almost now, it gets upgraded too. And as Michael tries, you know, to just coach us all to move into, you know, the frequencies of who we are and what's present on our planet, he said we can keep reading old textbooks, you know, or we can pick up new ones. And so that's what these codes can be about. So there's infinite ways that you can learn in new ways, vibratory ways that you can connect with the angelic realm, as many of you, I believe, you know, interested in, hope you are anyway. One of the things that, someone here that's helping anchoring the grid, as the Palladians said, they need our help in changing the world. And so I have a discount here for any of these, what I call Starseed Global Missions, that I'm continuing to lead around the world. And a lot of times we restore grids. You know, Mother Earth has an energy body that are very similar to our veins in our body. It's a crystalline grid, and there are portal openings, stargates, ley lines, and, you know, many light workers, people that want to be serving and contributing in some way, I find are or looking for experiences to be useful. And so that's what that offer is about. We most of these journeys that I'm being led to do are in many of the portals where many sacred sites have been created by our light being friends. By the way, just as a note of record, Michael's, one of his kind of famous quotes years ago was, "Nothing is alien except your thinking." So if your heart and minds are open, when we're referring to intergalactic or light beings, notice I would never have never, hopefully, you know, the alien is alien. You know? So just a little bit of a tidbit in reference, you know. So yes, some of the things that we did in Glastonbury, where we worked with the intergalactics, we worked with star codes, we did healing work for the planet, and at the same time grew within ourselves. And I'm sure this is a part of my journey that they're going to, you know, continue. And if it interests you, I'd love to have you join us so we could always talk more about those.
Yeah.
So that's option one.
Option one.
Option two, then, is the continuation of star codes for EMFs. And, again, that's a whole big topic, really, even on its own right. But I would be amiss if I didn't, you know, include it and bring that to our awareness that it's a real factor in our lives that's going on. Also, this is the option where you'd have the ability to have a 30-minute private session with me where typically, Archangel Michael would be your guide, and it might be, it's an opportunity to have him validate anything, to guide you in any manner, in any direction. More recently, in the last few years, many times people I'm finding do want to know their star or origin. They do want to know their star mission. They do want to know their soul purpose to help give them clarity and expand them and to get them sort of going. My understanding is that most of us simply are not from Earth. And so, but whatever, you know, might bring a person to a consultation, it's certainly up to you. And I love helping people in that manner. It's private, they're confidential. Certainly you can ask about anyone, anything. I believe I missed a piece, Ian.
Well, there's two. There's a private session, which is 45 minutes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And then there's another private session. There's two sessions there.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. So included in that option, option two is what we're sharing with everybody now. That includes all of package or option one, plus what we're describing. And the other item here is from anywhere in the world, immersion into a private star healing intergalactic energy session, any level. Some of you I've worked with before. Some of you I'm sure I haven't. But it is a system that is quite significant, I would say. It used to be only accessible in the higher realms. And it's a system which will, amongst other things, open Stargate portals for a person, remove fears, past, present, and future, remove reptilian consciousness imprinting that was placed within us, remove any entities that might have been placed within us by the Anunnaki to keep us separate from. So this is considered an ascension system where many sort of removal and expansive type of processes. Some of that expansion is done through the literal use of what you might call light language in from the Palladians and many other light races, but generally it's considered a Palladian system, the Great Central Sun. And so it's comprised of many components, and the components themselves or the benefits can extend into the decades, Michael says.
Hmm.
When someone has come to the system, sometimes things are immediate. Again, sometimes things flow or come to a person in bits and pieces. There were multiple codes that were placed within us by the Anunnaki and perhaps other non-light beings to keep us separate from God mind or whatever your word or concept is for all that is, and such as judgment codes, anger codes, shame codes, kind of a long list, more codes than I actually thought there existed. So that system integrates all of those, and it has a couple different layers because, like, very similar to these star codes. The analogy I like to give to people that are new to energy or not even new to energy, but in terms of what we're talking about, if you try to flood, imagine a hard sponge and you're pouring water on the hard sponge, it doesn't integrate or absorb all that water at once. You know, it will once it gets moist, but some of it will sort of run off. And so that's why the Archangel very clearly directed me on how to present first attunements, second attunements in the system, and third attunements if they're ever needed. The other day, as another side note, everything is constructed to have cellular healing in the intergalactic session. And to the point that, you know, that image of the, what I call the Leo da Vinci man, that, you know, his arms are fully extended outward, and it has to do with sacred geometry, if you all have ever seen it, and his legs are fully open, and well, that's sort of that master, Michael's saying, that master element of what's in that design as it relates to sacred geometry is co-created in the system by me visualizing a person as a five-pointed star. So that's like one little, you know, piece of magic, I'd say, in a system that has really helped or healed thousands of people and animals around the world. So, again, that's included. We generally would start with a reading, the channel time together, and then follow through with the healing, because after that, you know, you might be very relaxed, you might be sleepy or what have you. So the arrangement of these things, by the way, if you're drawn to package, the second package, once I'm alerted that, you know, you've felt like you wanted to go deeper with me, then someone from my staff will email you, thank you, give you some more information about how to prepare. That's not a big process, but that's how the scheduling is done, is via email. And if you're not in the USA, we do need to hear each other. There's visualization that we use, so we use Skype or Zoom or some other outside of the USA means to, you know, conduct your session.
Mm. Beautiful. So just to summarize the sessions, one is a healing session, which is the intergalactic energy healing session, and the other one is a channeled session with Archangel Michael. And in that channeled session, it's more around the person comes to you with questions. Like, so what is my purpose, my lineage, my mission, things like that. And then Michael channels the answers and gives guidance, also revealing maybe the star codes that are most beneficial. Like maybe you did for someone today, I think it was Mary who had a question, but you know, the answer wasn't necessarily what we were expecting, right? Because Michael, of course, has the higher guidance. So in the channeling session, that's where people can ask their questions. So it's a one-on-one private channeling session where they get their questions answered.
Yes, Ian, and I would just say, too, if you're new to that type of thing or not new, you certainly, many times clients ask me about other people. You know, you might want to ask Michael about your pets. Again, I've been fortunate enough to have some guides fine-tune some things so that I you know, I like to think I can access many things that perhaps maybe you can't. Maybe in that session you want to know even more fully besides star codes, you know, how do you connect with the angelic realm? How do I become more open? And, you know, anything and everything really is, you know, what that time would be about. You would create what's most meaningful to you.
Beautiful. Okay. All right. And that also includes, by the way, I know we've spent a lot of time on this, everyone, but it's really important. Also the 5G. So option two includes the 5G star codes as well. And there is another option here that we wanted to show. Kelly's put this into her package. Now, just to clarify, the last option, option three, is a standalone option, right? It does not include option one.
Yes.
Yeah. So just really be... So most of the time, everyone, you're used to the options, you know, the later options, including the earlier one. In this case, option three is standalone. So if you do decide that you want to have this energy healer package that Kelly is going to show us in just a second, that does not include the code and it does not include the private work. So this one is separate. So I just want to make sure everyone realized that and we didn't cause anyone any inconvenience because maybe you bought something expecting to receive the whole lot. So I just wanted to make sure everyone, because that's no fun. Then we'd have to undo everything and you'd be frustrated. So
that's right.
We'll keep that energy. We'll head that energy off at the pass. Okay. So it is it's a package or a course for healers, right, Kelly?
Yes, option three is a standalone, particularly for that reason, because it is for energy healers with experience to become trained and join the global list of star healing intergalactic practitioners that already exist around the world through my online course. And so there's plenty of materials that are given and shared and so on. So again, if you are an energy healer of any type, Michael put forth the prerequisites, and that was one of them. He said, you can't, what did he say? You can't run a marathon if you haven't run a race. So it is an advanced system to learn. And I'd, you know, love to have the facility to continue training healers and, you know, happy to speak to you, anyone about that, should it move you. So that is a standalone. So, package option one. Package two includes everything in it along with one. Okay, and three then is for the healers. One thing that I'd also mention is that I decided to add a special bonus that expires Sunday at midnight, and that is the first five individuals to purchase option two, which we're calling the combined package, will receive my Prosperity Star Coded Bracelet, which is one of the accessories from the line that Michael has encouraged me to create, so that not only are there beautiful things of power, but also of healing. So that's included for a few folks that take some quick action.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna go fast. So please, if you're resonating, then if you really want that bracelet, I would suggest that you don't wait until this call is over. Let's put it that way. Okay. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for spending the time putting that together and sharing the star codes with everyone and also making those two sessions available. That's very, very rare to have a private session, which is channeling as well as the healing. So that's all available in option two and then the star codes in option one as well. So, beautiful. I'd love to go back to the phones. That's one of the favorite things we love to do here, our favorite things. And then there's going to be a process. I know this is a long call, everyone. Kelly, how are you doing for time?
Great.
Okay.
I know we want to we need to talk a little bit about the Stargates and the process that we still have upcoming and, you know.
Yep.
So I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm just checking. So everyone, I know there's still a lot of people on the phone and still a lot of people with us. It's been a wonderful call, so I wanted to continue. Yeah, there'll be the process. We do need to speak about Stargates, but let's take another live caller. Let's go to South Carolina. Let's go to Rock Hill, South Carolina, 1478. That's the last four digits of your phone number. You're on live.
Yes. Hi, Ian, Kelly. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
Hi. My question is I'd like to know what codes would facilitate and help me to evolve for prosperity, color healing, and channeling.
Okay, well, I can probably only do one. No, but what's your first name?
Marianne.
Marianne, okay, thank you. Well, there is kind of a universal prosperity code, and it's 9999 Blue C. And, in fact, that's the code that will be on the bracelets, you know. But in any event, because they're so popular, or that concept, that frequency, you know, is kind of universal. And then the other aspect of channeling, did you say?
Yes, I'm a massage therapist, retired now, and I see colors, and I'd like to evolve working with color.
Okay, thank you. I will ask Michael when I link your question or Michael's response, I'd like to link it to the intergalactic system. Most of the time, it's a variety of things that are done that restore a person to all that is, and some of that's done by reconnecting and deepening a person's heart to the inner earth or the crystalline core, or healing aspects of Atlantis or the Atlantean consciousness, the fifth dimensional energies, and you know all of the you know dusting you off from any and all past lifetimes, that you know reattuning a person's soul cords for more joy and celebration. So there's a variety of things that are done, and I certainly know about this from that standpoint. Is most of the time, many times people, you know, report back that they get greater knowing, right? That why it's just a matter of kind of simple in conceptual terms, right? You what is that based upon? Light enters more easily in a light room. So there are many ways that light can be elevated. Certainly deeper heart healing, elevating the home space in your home. So if it's dense with the thoughts you've been co-creating. And the reason I'm kind of going into all that is so that, you know, people have kind of see what I'm trying to present here as a bouquet of flowers, I guess I'd say. In some cases, maybe one code will allow you to channel. I can't promise that. I don't know your full circumstances. I don't know the density of things. I would be more assured in knowing that, you know, of all the tools, that's why private sessions can be helpful, to go into greater depth about, well, what else do I need to do, or do I need to do, or what are all the codes that I need, because we're just not set up to go into great depth in these types of things to help serve a lot of people. But I'll see if he has a code to help you, okay, on that aspect, and hopefully I've helped you get a full picture of the bouquet of what the archangels and masters, you know, are presenting. So, Michael, what is your comment about that, please? He's saying it's too soon to say. Meaning, let's go about this a different way, he's saying. Okay, and what would that be, please? Oh, he's saying, notice your shoes, he's saying. What are they made of? How do they fit? Do they fit? Are they too tight? Are they too loose? Do they suit you well? Have you outgrown them? Do you need to grow into them? He's saying. So he's kind of talking in a parable here, right? About your shoes as it relates to channeling. I'm just interpreting, right? So to finish with Michael here, I want to go back to that. And is there more to the shoe analogy? Oh, well, he's saying, one is too, I think I can best serve you this way rather than a code, okay, he's saying, because as she speaks for us collectively, this idea of all knowing, all seeing, all being sometime takes multiple exposures and experiences. So he's saying, I delight in you very much, and I delight in your questions and your work, he's saying. And I would ask you, one shoe seems to fit and the other shoe doesn't. So what he's trying to tell you in our brief time here together is that I feel that there are other things that you benefit from knowing to get the other shoe to fit before you can get to the channeling, in which case it may be, do you know your soul purpose? I mean, we can't do it now, obviously, but that's what
right.
his response to you is on that.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I will take
if you could give that some thought. And okay. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
much love. All right. Well, Kelly, let's do this. Let's, you know, in the essence of time, because we have, we've had an amazing show and this could go on forever. I think what we have to do is we just have to have a Q&A session where we bring you back and just do Q&A. So I won't have you commit to that, but that's something I'm floating that might be mm-hmm. great for this community. The response has been incredible to having you on, so thank you. I wanted to talk about the Stargates because you're going to be doing a process which includes Stargates. So tell us about the Stargates.
Yes. Yes, I'd like to talk about it and then do it with everybody or far and, you know, however we want to say that. Key codes and Stargates, I guess I would use the expression, how are they accessed during a healing? And Stargates simply are portals from one dimension to another. And they serve to unlock material, energetic material, which is stored in our mind. And, you know, so there are many facets to what Michael calls the Stargate experience. And another view of understanding this is to allow interdimensional energy between, you know, these continuums of time and space. So it's going to be a journey in the system itself from Michael and the intergalactics and the Palladians. It's known specifically as the lower journey. So I've decided to take one aspect of the entire system, and the system again has levels, to share with everyone today. And so we could start now, and I'll do a little over talking. So if you don't already have your eyes closed, you can. Just like most of what we've been talking about, and even if you've worked with me before, you don't have to see or feel anything. But if you do, and if we had some time, maybe you could write in and wanted to share some of that with Ian, and we could get to that depending. That's what I'll be doing. It's called a journey because I'm going to help you facilitate accessing multiple stargates. One of the stargates is known as the Sapphire Stargate of Truth, where Archangel Michael resides. And so consciously or unconsciously, you will be energetically, in just a minute, I haven't started yet, be having this journey where at least 25,000 sacred geometric shapes that arise from the stargate energies that are aligned through the galactic core are going to be coming together. So if you're looking for something to imagine, you know, visualize some beautiful sacred geometry. So these Stargate energies can also assist you in being more youthful on a cellular level. And there's also star codes for longevity, by the way. If Michael says, which he has, of course, that healing benefits can show up decades from now after an intergalactic session, or sessions, depending. That's exactly true. If the Palladians are doing restoration work or opening these higher portals to the universal, high universal frequencies, and they're restoring something, upgrading chakra systems, through light language tones or the sacred geometry or allowing these Stargate portals to sort of be, then great. So these Stargate energies, this process here, will help you open your heart and will assist you to be in the flow of what we might call the Christ consciousness grid, and also into this etheric crystalline core of Mother Earth herself. So nothing separate from Mother Earth, obviously. Everything is interconnected. So if you're all ready, I'm going to sort of start the process and take you on this lower journey. And if you're looking for something to visualize, it could be presented differently if you happen to have those sensations. But one of the things I would encourage you to think about is if you're imagining yourself lying in this Leonardo da Vinci man, I forgot what the, in this five-pointed star of a human form. That's how I'm projecting everyone here collectively. Your navel is seen to me as the sacred center, and that connects through the conch shell, which is a tool that we use. The conch shell, in this system particularly, the Archangel says, if you understand the wisdom of the open chamber nautilus shell, which maybe another time we can just talk about these things in great detail, but in any event, the light beings first are going to be opening up energetically what I'm calling your sacred center to connect it with the inner earth and the generator that's connected there. When they sort of open it up, as I call it, they'll be pouring, usually. It's kind of a pouring of harmonic codes sort of energetically through there, through your etheric navel, down, as I say, through the Atlantean consciousness, connecting with it. If there were fragments where there was, where you had lifetimes there that were damaged, those fragments will be brought back into place. That'll be done first. Then if there are any attachments, I'll move through that process pretty quickly, and then I'll hold and create, co-create the Stargate energy. So all you really have to do is breathe. If you wanted to visualize, Michael quite often encourages it, and we'll be here about 5 minutes, okay? If for some reason somebody, you know, happens to feel too much of the process, you know, I would disconnect yourself. Generally, it's not really that way, because we'll be grounding with Mother Earth's frequency. But again, everybody's different, and I don't, you know, I don't know you all. I don't have you all here presently. So I'm just going to get started, okay?
Okay.
You might hear me do some breathing. I've got to do, I choose to do the movements. Breathing has some relevancy to certain things. So again, we're going to call on all the spirit guides of all those that are present and all those that will be listening later. Also, by the way, if you're wondering, if you choose to listen to the replay later, let's say, and can you experience this again? Yes, but I would not go over and over and over it again, and I wouldn't listen to this process part while you're driving or something, okay? Just common sense prevails there, because some people are very sensitive, and you know, you might get very sleepy during this journey. Okay, so the invocation here is calling all the eternal souls to be present here, all of their spirit guides, all the ranking and phylum of angels, Mother God, Father God, all the ascended masters, all the Christed extraterrestrials who are here to fulfill the divine plan on earth, to surround us and protect us, provide healing, lead us. We ask this in the I Am consciousness. I am that I am that I am. So there's always a prayerful invocation before any energy session is done.
So now if everyone wants to just imagine, if you don't feel me down here by your feet, you can be seated, you could be standing, but we're projecting this, so it's, your position matters not, okay? It matters not where you are in the world either. There's no denigration of the energy halfway around the world. So, but visualize if you like. I'm down here by your feet now. And I'm kind of working through the process of energetically opening, as I say, your sacred center to me in this system. Next, I'm going to move through a quick process here. The archangel named fishing. Okay, so if there are any attachments from this lifetime or any others that might be limiting you in some way, they'll be removed. I don't know that people have them. If they're not necessary, then the energy won't go there. Okay, but most oftentimes these attachments are not too difficult to pick up, you know. We can pick them up from watching a television show or any lifetime prior, but usually little gray kind of energetic creatures come off the end of the line, so it's called fishing. All right, so I'm in actually what we refer to as the standing star position. So this process might also give energy healers that are thinking about becoming a practitioner some insights into the system also. And so Michael says, in this position, invite them to imagine that at least 25,000 sacred geometric shapes are coming into cohesion for or with them. So again, whether you consciously know it or not, all you have to do is breathe. Right? We're facilitating access to, and of course we know various stargates are opening on our planet on their own, you might say, or under cosmic and divine order. But we also do it in the system. Sometimes people know what stargates they're accessing. Maybe some of your callers do, or they can want to describe those things with us. Then it's not a have to knowing. So I'll be silent here for just a couple more minutes. Right, so the idea here is to allow enough time for a person to journey. That's why it's called a journey. Maybe some of you will have a quick flash to a remembrance of some part of yourself that you weren't accessing before. Maybe some of you are seeing tubes of light emanating from the palms of your hands and the soles of your feet in addition to the crown of your heads. Maybe some of you are feeling weepy, Michael's saying. Maybe some of you are feeling and knowing that your heart has just been unfolded and expanded to the 10th dimension, he said. Michael saying, on the count of three, would you be so kind as to say, I am all that is. One, two, three. I am all that is. On the count of four, would you please say, I am all, I am whole, I am well. One, two, three, four. I am all, I think you said, I am well, I am whole. Six, on the count of six, what would you like there, please? He's just saying, Michael is saying to us, I'm humbled by your love of self. In the count of six, please consider saying silently or out loud, I am love. I give love freely. One, two, three, four, five, six. I am love. I give love freely. Is there any more? Not at this time. Okay, so my arms are, my eyes are open, my arms are open. I'm bringing that process to a close. It doesn't mean someone might still be journeying there, but so Ian, if you know, the process is closed.
Thank you.
So even as a surprise to me in that those requests for time and counting, again, he's layering in something that has to do with numbers and sequencing. So all these things are kind of interrelated. They're never really separate from one another.
Thank you so much.
All right, how's everybody doing?
We're here. We're enjoying the energy. We're grateful for the energy. Yeah, and we could sit in the energy for a long time. We could just sit here. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, as we bring this to a close this evening, is there anything that either you or Michael wants to share with this particular community, the Wisdom of the Ancients community, all these beautiful souls who are listening right now or later? Anything that we should know?
Yes, I'd like to ask him a final message if I can. What would that be, please? This is what I'm hearing. He's saying, be true to yourself. Extend your hand to your brother. Think of something and take action, at least on one thing, two things, three things in your world that you can act on in an immediate manner, or you can transform it with acts of kindness. In no particular order next. He's saying, save an animal. What he said, save an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Know that you are loved beyond measure. Trust yourself. Know that you are divinely, know that you are divinity through and through. Know that you are loved beyond measure. Remind yourself of your importance and power. Light overtakes all forms outside of light. Determine today in the here and now, if it's not already been determined, that you are a powerful, multidimensional, heart-centered, whole eternal being that is loved beyond measure. Know that we value and see your perfection in a world that is becoming more perfect, not less perfect. Diminish your association with things that fall outside of light. That includes anything where you might feel as though the information is being manipulated, cover up, or otherwise kept from you. Pat yourselves on the back for being part of the largest co-creation of interstellar, galactic, Earth, humanity, community, consciousness, whatever words we use to refer to it, that Mother Earth has ever had the graciousness to extend. One final thing, if I may, for now, and that is, thank you for your humbleness, and please, dear friends, dear ones, dear souls, dearest of the wise ones, dearest of the ancient ones, bless your Mother Earth. Do something to sustain her and know that things are in perfect order. Until we meet again, be blessed, be well. Expect things expect beyond your wildest imagination things to manifest in the here and now. And please, last thing, he's saying, I promise, the very, very last thing, promise, Michael's saying. You have so much to be grateful for. Could you please, dear souls, write yourself a love letter and in it include something, someone, at least one thing, one person, one experience you're grateful for. And any time that you might feel sad, alone, depressed, or otherwise out of sorts, go back to this basic tenet, as we might call it, to restore yourself beyond measure. And don't be afraid to reach to the stars, because, friends, you are made of stardust. All my love.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Michael. It has been so wonderful to have the both of you. What an honor to have you on the show. What a tremendous time we've all had. I wish we had hours and hours for all these beautiful souls who have their hands raised still. Oh, and so many questions came in. Thank you so much. I know we all received so much, both in the transmissions and in the information that you shared, Kelly. So thank you so much for being on the show. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Ian. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Well, thank you, Sacred Souls, for being here. Thank you so much, everyone, for being on the show, for listening to another season or another show of Wisdom of the Ancients. We give thanks to Mother Earth and Father Sun. We give thanks to the Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the Ancient Ones. We give thanks to the beautiful Divine Beings of Love, Light, Power, and Service for bringing us all together today. Thank you so much, everyone. Much love. Bye now. Namaste.